7. Enclosure. Useful sentences.
1. I will enclose your letter with mine.
2. Attached, you will find a draft for the contract.
3. I am sorry for not answering your letter sooner. I am sorry for not responding to your letter sooner. I am sorry I haven't answered your letter until now.
4. We will send you an invitation for the exhibition. We are mailing you an invitation for the exhibition.
5. Enclosed is a copy of the agreement. A copy of the agreement is enclosed. Enclosed, please find a copy of the agreement.
6. We would greatly appreciate it if you could send us your latest catalog.
7. There is a copy of the new catalog attached to this letter. There is a copy of the new catalog enclosed to this letter.
8. Please forgive me for not having written you for so long. Please excuse my late reply to your letter.
9. We are pleased to send you the copy. We are very glad to send you the copy. We are very happy to send you the copy.
10. I'd like to apologize to you for my delay in replying to your letter of May 1st in time. I would like to apologize for not replying to your letter of May 1st in time. Fashion conversation.
Conversation 1.
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Smith?
Speaking, who is it?
This is Tina. I was very pleased to send you the contract yesterday. If you have some unclear point, you can ask me.
Okay, when can we expect your confirmation of the order?
As soon as I hear from Beijing. That will be Monday or Tuesday.
About these samples again, I suppose I may keep them?
Yes, please do. We have a similar bunch for records. What do you think of the color and prints, by the way?
They are the shades in demand. Have you supplied any of them before?
Yes, most of them are repeated orders. Are you shipping much to Southeast Asia these days?
Yes, quite a bit. We deal with some very well-established firms there.
Your firm was established before the war, I believe.
Yes, back in 1920.
Really? Then you have passed for more than 80 years.
Yes. Rattling off. Assuredly, the most gifted man errs who, in dealing with humanity, depends upon his own insight and intelligence and discards the moral law of society, created by respect for the individual and those principles of liberty, equality, and fraternity, the basis for our civilization and the essence of Christianity. Ferdinand Foch, French Marshal.
Recognition of the falsity of material wealth as the standard of success goes hand in hand with the abandonment of the false belief that the public office and high political position are to be valued only by the standard of pride of place and personal profit. Franklin Roosevelt, American President.
Our destiny offers not the cup of despair, but the chalice of opportunity. Richard Nixon, American President.